life. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com!
Thanksgiving was super late.
Right.
Therefore, I feel like the holiday crush is already upon us of like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I mean, just as you're unpacking, taking, you know, the last of your nine shits of the weekend over Thanksgiving.
Wait.
It is Christmas time when you're like, damn it. I should be getting a tree up.
That's why I had to go so hard for turkey justice this year in particular.
No.
Because it was so close to Christmas. What?
You got to go. If you're going to go hashtag turkey justice, right? You've got to fight for that when it's earlier for Thanksgiving. When it's like November 23rd is Thanksgiving. Or
No. Because it was so much later.
No.
People just are like, well, it's basically December. So whatever's in Thanksgiving is basically Christmas. That's how people were treating it this year, way more than any other year.
It's kind of like if your birthday is, you know, close to Secretary's Day, where it's just like, oh, happy birthday, and here's your Secretary's Day gift.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they never recognize both. This year, though, there's nothing you can do about it. The dates were too late. Now we're thrust in and out real hard, jammed in real hard in the middle of the holidays and Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing we can do about that.
Right.
We're jammed in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, just as, again, your ninth shit is taken over the weekend, boom, you got to go look for a tree.
And you're talking about actual shitting.
Oh, yeah.
From
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Gosh, we don't usually
go down
that road.
We don't. But it's one of those things where everyone is really feeling it this year.
Uh-huh.
You know, because you're so late. You're so late on this Thanksgiving, and now it's just all packed in. Boom, you're going to be up against holiday cookies. Christmas. Somebody gave me a Christmas cookie today. I threw it in their face.
Oh.
Yeah. Threw it in their face, and then I
Where was that? At the gym?
Yeah. Yeah. Because you know.
You go to a piece of shit, horrible gym that serves pizza sometimes.
On the first Monday of every month. Correct.
Gives you Christmas cookies.
Yeah. Is it genius?
Horrible. No.
Marketing?
No. It's horrible.
Keeps you there.
The place is a piece of crap.
I will
bad
defend.
Bad vibes, bad colors.
I'll defend Planet Fitness.
I know you will.
Clean machines. Well, look, in a small town where I work out, it's like, all right, great. There's nobody there.
Right.
So how is it different than any other gym? I don't do Olympic style lifting. I don't get on those bullshit Peloton machines that are. Like, I don't do any of that. So it's like, all right, cool. There's not much else I could ask for if I'm being picky.
Right.
Super soups picky about it. Maybe Asana.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it. I can't really ask them for more than that.
Right.
You know, it's got everything I need.
Mm-hmm.
For real. What is the difference between that and your gym, for example?
Childcare, classes, sauna, every type of machine. I don't know.
You know, they just shut it down, right?
Shut what down?
You go to O2, Orange Theory? Yeah.
No, I go to O2.
It's the same one, right?
No.
Okay.
Orange Theory is different than O2.
All right, because they just shut that one down for staph infection.
The Orange Theory
Yes. Yes.
Don't do Orange Theory. That's another one that, like Planet Fitness, they only have a certain, it's very specific.
Right.
So.
Yeah. As much as I love to shit on Planet Fitness, I can't.
Right.
There's a lot of things I'll pull my pants down and take a shit on in this life. American Airlines, first of all.
Lots of shitting
happening. Yeah, but Planet Fitness, you're in my book. And I know the joke is standard, but they've got pretty much everything that I need.
Mm-hmm.
Again, unless you're doing CrossFit shit, which, you know, there's always going to be one asshole who's just like, I don't want to come in here, throw weight down on the floor. It's like, I get it.
Yeah.
I understand that, but that's a totally different gym.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go somewhere else for that type of shit.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the whole Christmas thing is, it's close, man. It's too close this year, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm rushed. Do you?
Yeah. Definitely.
I feel like I'm really rushed. I feel like the year has been crazy enough anyways. That these holidays really close back to back like this are just like, oh shit.